I'm Angela Bachman here with Brittany Sheets.
Hey, everyone. We're really excited. We just came back from a rally at the Next Up Summit here in Chicago. We were fighting for 15 and standing with our brothers and sisters. And right now we have Liz Schuller. We managed to get a couple seconds with her. She's a very busy person and she's just rocking it this week.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. We just came back from the rally. What are your initial thoughts and reflections on that?
Well, I don't know about you, but I got a lot of energy from that demonstration. We were out on the streets. We had over 400 young people in one place demanding justice for workers at Food for Less and, of course, McDonald's and the fight for 15. And I think it just goes to show that young people are willing to do whatever it takes to get the message out there, band together, and actually exercise their power for working people.
Definitely. And the one biggest thing I've heard against the Fight for 15, people say, oh, I have a college degree and I work in an office and I make less than $15 an hour. Why should they make $15 an hour? What do you say to those people?
Well, I think that's a tactic that the opposition uses a lot, is to divide us and say, oh, well, I don't have a pension plan. Why should anybody else have a pension plan? When instead we should all be actually concerned about where our country's heading and the fact that the American dream is disappearing and that everyone should have access to a good paying job. Everyone should have access to health care and retirement security and paid sick days. And so we need to band together instead of obviously coming apart. And I think we fall prey to the opposition if we allow that argument to continue to distort the debate.
I totally agree, and that's definitely something I've heard as feedback from other people too, and I just love how everyone's really coming together for this whole entire thing, and this whole weekend's been very inspiring, just all the stories and all the people and this whole program, and you talked a little bit in that plenary about how the whole thing kind of came together. Do you want to kind of recap that for us real quick?
Sure, absolutely. So 2009, the first year I got elected Secretary Treasurer, I was an IBEW member from the beginning and a very young unionist when I first got my start. And I never felt that there was a space or a place for young voices. And so when I got into a place where I could actually make change, we established the Next Up program and had our first summit in 2010 in Washington, D.C. We had 400 young workers. We planned it actually in D.C., and then we found quickly that you have to plan events for young workers by young workers. So we doubled the numbers a year later in Minneapolis in 2011. Now, 4 years later, we had a ton of pent-up demand. Meanwhile, in between, where we were growing deeper rather than, you know, broader per se. It was more about establishing an infrastructure and getting a network of young worker groups on the ground, because this always, from day one, has been, let's decentralize, let's make this a grassroots organic movement. And so that's what is exciting to me, is to see 1,000 young people here in Chicago actually coming together. We have over 42 states represented. We have international guests here. We have the most diverse conference, I think, in AFL-CIO history, with 48% people of color, 44% women. We have 10% LGBTQ. I mean, it's amazing to see the diversity of young people that have been brought together here. So I'm just really proud of the work that's been done.
And we're so happy that you got this rolling for us. Where do you hope that we'll go in the future, and what do you think people will take away from this, and where will this conference be next year?
So I think what's important is that we had, from the first day of the conference, young people meeting in their states, that they'll be networking with the people they're going to be leaving the conference with. So tomorrow on Sunday is work planning, so that we have a roadmap for what do we do from here? We leave Chicago. What's going to happen now? So the priorities have been identified. They're the same priorities that the labor movement fights for: organizing, you know, collective bargaining, community building, and raising wages. So I think that will be exactly what's going to happen when people leave and go back to their communities, is starting campaigns, getting more young people energized, activated, motivated to join this labor movement and fight for working people. So I'm excited, because also we're going to continue to build the young worker organizations. As per our resolution at the last convention, our charge was to triple the number of young worker groups, and that's through our central labor councils in communities. And so I think bringing together progressive youth, young unionists, allies and partners to actually change the world.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited, and thank you so much for taking a couple minutes to join us and talk with us. We were super pumped we're here, and you know, I've been telling everyone, anyone who's asked me what do I think, I just say I'm inspired after being here this weekend because it's amazing.
Thanks for joining us.
Hashtag inspired, hashtag excited, hashtag one you next up.
Yeah, I'm Angela Bachman here with Brittany Sheets and Liz Schuler on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.